Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today, we are going to cover chapter 11, which talks about inventory records accuracy. For successful inventory optimization, availability of accurate inventory data is a must. In past, inventory data was collected in self-contained functional areas. It led to isolated views of the problem on hand. For example, because of discounts available from supplier, order size was increased by purchase function. It did not consider effect of the decision on the functions like material handling, storage, and customer service levels. So you were falling short of, let's say, storage space, but just because you were getting a discount, you were taking higher material. As we have seen in the earlier chapters, the inventory optimization is only possible if you have accurate inventory data. If you do not have accurate data, you have a very high risk of running into shortages, stockouts, or even excess inventory. These days, interactive aspects of inventory management is taken care of by adopting inventory record systems that cover all functions of the business unit. Inventory records are maintained by adopting a suitable computerized information system for materials requirement planning. So we have seen that already today, the inventories are managed through ERP systems, where there is a recording of the inventory on hand, inventory which is received and issued to the processes. And this ensures normally an error-free operation. Yes, some discipline needs to be followed, and which we will look at as we go ahead. Also, the requirement of inventory is driven by MRP, and MRP is driven either by the forecast or driven by the actual customer requirement, that means physical orders. So MRP systems are fairly accurate as long as your bill of material is accurate. Because inventory is tangible, items get lost, stolen, strayed, used interchangeably. Workers are not dishonest, but are forgetful. Now, I would add to that, workers are not dishonest, but sometimes they are illiterate. This is a problem we faced in my industry, where the workers, because they are not literate, and especially not literate when it comes to English language, and all our language, labels on the products were in English. So wherever they found a similar looking name, they would issue the material. And if proper control is not there, you will find the wrong material being issued to the customer for shipment. It is necessary to build a sound inventory recording and verification system by having a good part numbering system and well-documented transaction system. So we have also seen that inventory recording system, we need to have a foolproof system to record all the transactions. Verification in terms of the physical verification. So maybe every quarter or so, physically verify the inventory and tally the physical stocks with the book stocks. And to have a proper control, what you require is a part numbering system. But let me be very frank. Computer systems understand codes, and codes are meant for computers, not for people. So part numbering system does not necessarily always help people. And the second is well-documented transaction system. And this is important because all transactions have to be captured for the system to reflect correct inventory. So part numbering system, you have two types of system. One is the intelligent system, where part number is generated based on the nature of the material. For example, for a capacitor, the part number will be CS, which designates a capacitor, 100, which is the capacitance in farad, and 003 is the serialized suffix. So significant part of the number saves time and prevents data entry mistakes. So, but problem is not everyone may remember and understand this nomenclature. The other system is the non-intelligent system. The part number would be just a number which does not tell us anything about what part it is. And we, in my organization, we had this system where it's just a 6-digit or an 8-digit number which is generated by SAP. And you cannot tell, looking at the number, what material it is. So identify the item. When receiving any item, the purchase order, part number, and quantity must be correctly identified when the goods are taken into custody and stored. The location has to be properly identified and recorded. When the materials are issued, part number, quantity, and location are to be correctly and immediately recorded. So generally what happens is, in ERP system, the purchase order information is available. When a material is received from the supplier, you are entering the purchase order in the system while creating the receipt, and you are able to see what are the items which are on order. Now let us say that there are 3 or 5 items which are ordered from against this purchase order, and you have received one of the items. So you need to then simply pick out which is the item which has been received and document the numbers or the quantity or the volume which has been received. So this has to be done very judiciously. Same precaution needs to be taken when you are issuing the material. Second part is verify the quantity. The quantity that is received, stored, and issued has to be verified by a physical count of the item by measuring or weighing. And this is a very good practice. So generally what happens is, we used to receive materials which used to be in the form of bags or drums or so. And the packing list used to generally tell us what is the gross weight of the drums, what is the net weight of the drums. And there used to be a random check. And there used to be times when we found that the gross weight did not match. That means if the gross weight, let's say the net weight of a plastic drum is 50 kg, that means the content is 50 kg and the gross weight is, let's say, 58 kg. But when we actually weigh the drum, we find that the drum is weighing only 55 kg. So verification is very important, because it's very easy to be misled into thinking that it's a sealed drum, so it must be correct, the weight must be correct. And verification is a must. Record. So before any material movement is physically carried out, it is to be ensured that all information about the transaction is completely and correctly entered in the inventory records. So you are capturing the transaction before physically moving the material. Physically execute the transaction. So once all transaction data is recorded or entered in the ERP system, then we can physically move the material. So we can either move it inside the storage or move it into the manufacturing area. So what are the benefits from the inventory records accuracy? Maintain high level of customer service, because the inventory gives you accurate information. You do not run the risk of either carrying high inventory or running into a stock out. When quantity in stock is correct, so service, high service levels can be maintained when the quantity is correctly reflected in the system, and customer delivery dates are promptly met. Because if the quantities are wrong, very likely when you try to actually issue the material to production, you may find that you are falling short and you may fail in delivering the total quantity. And we have one of the KPIs which is called OTIF, that is order fulfillment in full. So if you are receiving an order from the customer for 100 units, but you are able to deliver only 90 units or even 95 units, it means that you have failed to deliver the material. So OTIF stands for on time in full. You are looking at both the things. Are you delivering the material in entire quantity, what has been ordered, and whether you are able to deliver it on time. That means the delivery date which is committed to the customer. So you will fail in your delivery date if your inventory is not accurate. What are the other benefits? sales are not lost due to failure to supply the material. We already discussed this point. The second is production schedules are not interrupted since materials are always in stock. So you never have surprise of material not being there in stock while it is still showing as in stock in the ERP system. There is no excess inventory of wrong parts. So sometimes it so happens that one material has been issued in place of another. So you don't have the required material, but there is an excess stock of another material or another part. High productivity and better delivery performance. So with an accurate record, you have this benefit. We are repeating basically the same point. No necessity of continuous expediting. So if the records are clear, your delivery schedules are met, and there is no need for expediting the orders or follow up, you know, with the production or with the logistics. Staff engaged in positive planning for future. So rather than investigating what went wrong, why the stock is physically not available, they are more focused on the positive aspects or positive planning of the operations. So what are the causes of error in inventory records? So here materials are withdrawn even if there is no official approval for issue. So let us say you are supposed to give a requisition against which the material will be issued to the production process. But here material has been issued without authorization. That means without a requisition, material has been removed from, physically removed from the warehouse. So it is showing in the system, there is no issue posted in the system, physically material is not available. Storerooms do not have a limited access. Non-availability of trained staff, transaction recording systems not installed scientifically. So you have free access for everyone. So anybody can come to the storeroom, take the material. This could be one cause. Or you do not have a trained staff. So they are physically issuing the material without first posting the transaction in the ERP system. Transaction recording system not installed scientifically. So your transaction recording system, you do not have an ERP or a proper software IT system which will capture the transactions and which will give you the correct inventory stock levels. Lack of audit capability. So materials management ought to provide some means of verifying inventory counts and location. We talked in the earlier chapter about the physical verification. This has to be carried out. If this is not being done, you are actually heading for a grave danger, because there can be a lot of mismatch between your physical stock and your book stock. So we have an example here. This is a result of a physical count on, let's say, 15th March 2015. And it's an electronic store. And there are two products where your stocks are matching. So you have one product here and the other product is here. So only two products, your stocks are matching. Everywhere else, you have a discrepancy. Either your stocks are lower or they are higher. Question is, does it mean that your record accuracy is 20%? So let's find out. There is a tolerance defined for all the material, and the actual variation here is 1%, 1%, 0%, 2%, 5%. Okay. And you also have a column which says whether this count is within the tolerance. That means for these items, a certain amount of error is permissible. And here, as you can see, except for two products, the count is not within the tolerance. That means two products, the count is not within the tolerance. For rest of the product, the count is within the tolerance. So in this case, what is being mentioned is that after consideration of the established tolerances, the accuracy is 80%. And this happens when, you know, we are dealing with very small components, etc., where there is a chance of certain discrepancies creeping in. So there are three factors that influence successful planning for inventory. First one is training of the supply chain team or staff, identification of the people, identification of the materials which are to be controlled, housekeeping. The 5S housekeeping will help you a great deal in ensuring system discipline and any mismatch. So spick and span, a place for everything and everything in its place, so that there is no chance of material being posted to the wrong bin or stored in the wrong rack or the location not being posted. So even identification is here, identification of the materials, correct identification of the material, so that there is no misunderstanding while issue of the material, physical issue of the material. So housekeeping, clean up the warehouse. Your warehouse should be absolutely clean. Dispatch everything you can, which means wherever you have got orders, ensure that the materials are dispatched. That way you will have minimum material in the warehouse. Fulfill as many customer orders as you can. The earlier you fulfill the orders, the earlier you raise the invoice, your meter for collection of payment starts with the customer. The more you delay, the material continues to be your working capital. So it makes sense to fulfill the orders at the earliest. Receive items only after the count. So do not take material into your active inventory unless it has been counted. I would go a step further and say that after it is counted and inspected. So after inspection, you take the material into your inventory. Dispose of obsolete and damaged items before the count. So when you are counting, do not count the obsolete or the damaged items. Keep them aside, identify them as such, and make arrangement to dispose them with the necessary approval of the management. Return slow moving parts to the vendor. So in case the vendor is willing to take the slow moving parts and he has outlet for this material elsewhere, you can do that. Or you may have the option of selling it off to other people who are using this material. Sell off overstock at a discount. So many a times you are doing speculative purchasing. You have purchased the material, but then the market prices fell and you are stuck with huge stock. It makes sense to even sell it at a slight loss rather than carry the inventory carrying cost. So sell off the overstock even at a certain discount. Physical inventory, we have already seen the audit and the physical inventory being taken. Count the items and record the count using barcode readers, count cards, tags, count sheets, or as we mentioned, computerized printouts, where you actually count and verify the physical material which is available. Verify the count by recounting or sampling. Record the data into the system. So wherever there is a discrepancy, please record it in the system and reconcile it. So wherever you find that your stocks are higher or lower, the same should reflect in the system. Wherever the stocks are lower, you may have to write off. Wherever the stocks are higher, you may have to create the inventory in the system. So your physical and your book figures should be reconciled and they should match. Perpetual or continuous inventory. So we have seen these also in the earlier chapter. For ABC materials, we saw that for A class material, which are less in number, you can count them every week or every month because they are less in number, easier to count. The B class material can be done on a bi-monthly or a quarterly basis. And the C-class material can be done once in a year or once in 6 months, depending upon the numbers. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.